This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
SPN Sports Club.
Hamburger on the low block. They get it to Gettert. Faces on Squires. Puts the jumper up. Scores and a foul to go along with it. Paul Gettert a chance for the three-point play.
Seven great games featuring 14 of the area and state's best talent. It's the Heartland Hoops Classic coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, good afternoon again, everyone, and welcome back to the Heartland Events Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic, the second annual Heartland Hoops Classic. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you for our final call of the evening now. I guess we'd have to consider ourselves into. But Ralston and Shadron is the matchup right now, and it is going to be a good one. We've got the 14-5 Ralston Rams taking on the 17-2 Shadron Cardinals, and Tyson, I got to tell you what I love most about this matchup. It is a East versus West. I mean, it is a classic matchup. Two solid teams playing at the top of their game.
Well, this is going to be East versus West, and it's also going to be size on strength for Ralston. Ralston enters the 2009-2010 season with very high expectations. The Rams are returning eight lettermen from last year's team, including that top group is the two-year starter Tony Grant and Dwight Smith, a four-year starter. Four-year starter and returning All-Nebraska player. The Rams will also look to build depth with the likes of Karen Crawford, Eric Hastings, and Eric Tucker. And I believe the Ralston Rams 14-5 right now. Ralston, they faced a very difficult schedule over the first part of the season. They used those challenges to help them enter postseason play.
Well, they are certainly looking very strong and a very solid team. They're going to play Shadron Cardinals, and I'm telling you, those guys in the out west in Nebraska, got to be getting, they're eating something right, because there's some tall boys out there. They've got Elliot Eliason at 6 feet 11 inches and still growing.
Yeah, he is the featured player for the Shadron Cardinals. He is going to be the guy that they look to on the offensive side of the boards. He's going to be a huge, huge threat defensively. He's one of the, Shadron returns a core of veteran players from last year's team. The top three scorers, including a handful of fine role players, fit in with performed very well so far this season. They had a very busy December with 12 games and lots of road time and some great competition, but they spent January trying to put the player combinations, and they feel that they benefited from teams that they played during the remainder of the regular season and the postseason. And, they're really excited. Shadron is really excited to be in this Heartland Hoops Classic, to get an opportunity to play a team like Ralston, who they're not don't traditionally see in Class C1.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's going to be a great matchup when you start looking at these guys, and this is going to be a fun way I just love the fact that the Heartland Hoops Classic brings these big guys together, brings these two good clubs together. And again, this is something that was called way before the season even started, so to have it develop to a 14-5 team taking on a 17-2 team, man, this is just a great concept and a great matchup for to come up with. All right, so let's get right to our starting lineups. We'll kind of jump into Ralston first of all. For Ralston, their starters, 5'10 senior Karen Crawford, 6'3 senior Eric Hastings, 6'2 senior Tony Grant, and 6'10 Eric Tucker. The fifth big guy will be the 6'3 senior Dwight Smith. And of these big guys, Ralston will send Tony Grant as their top scorer. He averages over 16 points a game, closely followed by Dwight Smith, who scores over 15 points a game. Grant Kay off the bench will score 12.2 points per game. Pretty solid defensively as well. Dwight Smith will haul down at least 7 boards. Eric Tucker for nearly 6. That's your starting lineup for Ralston with head coach Bill Hurd. For the Shadron Cardinals, again, 17-2 under head coach Craig Nobling. Their starters look like this. You've got your shooting guard is a 6-foot senior Alec Holmquist. The other forward will, or another, our forward rather, will be 6'3 senior John Lordino. Shooting forward is going to be the 6'5 senior Zach Bargan. And your point guard is going to be 6' junior Braden Rose. And then the big guy in the middle on the post is going to be your 6'11 senior Elliot Eliason. And that's your starting lineup for the Shadron Cardinals. So strength and multiple ability going against height and quickness in the Shadron Cardinals. So we're all set. To get going, it'll be Elliot Eliason. Going against Eric Tucker at 6'10". Tip-off underway. 1 by Shadron going into the big guy. Eliason makes a give. Goes for the tip afterwards, knocks it out of bounds. Eliason got a good hand on it. And that's a good matchup. Eric Tucker at 6'10 against Eliason at 6'11. There's not a lot of difference, I got to tell you, in that height. Quick to work now. Ralston goes inside. Off the backboard, couple second looks. Dwight Smith puts the first points for Ralston up on the board. 2-0, 7:25 to go here in the first quarter. Foul's going to be called on Ralston. Karen Crawford will pick up his first personal foul of the ball game. And Shadron will reload. Inbound pass to Alec Holmquist. Holmquist zips it across to John Lordino. Lordino tries to feed it inside now to Eliason. And Eliason gets it to go up and in. Check that. Lordino took the feed from Eliason, and we're tied up at 2. Okay, we're settled down, back underway now, hustling in. Karen Crawford works it around to the top of the key. Now zips it around to the left side. Eric Hastings with the ball. Back to Crawford. Crawford pulls left to Hastings. Back over to Eric Tucker. Now to Crawford over on the right side. Thinking about driving in was Tony Grant. Ball in the hands of Dwight Smith. Smith, 1 foot outside the paint, will elect to kick it right back out. Play switched from Tony Grant. Crawford now kicks it back to Smith. Smith over to the right side. Hastings with the shot. Off the iron, no good. Rebound goes to the Cardinals. And hustling back up on the right side is going to be Zach Bargan. Bargan to Eliason. Back to Bargan. Three-point shot up and in. Bargan connects, pops for a three. 5-2, Shadron up on top. Eliason comes over and makes the block. Steal is made, and the Shadron Cardinals have the ball right back. Rose makes a pass inside to Eliason. Eliason, 1 foot in the paint, turns around, jump shot goes. Eliason pops his first two of the ball game. Timeout is going to be called. Ralston takes a short timeout. Shadron is up by 5, 7-2. Just exactly what we expected to start. You got the big tall guys. Everybody's trying to feed in the tall guys. But I'm telling you, Ralston looks pretty darn quick when they get the ball in. They just don't have the points on the board yet.
No, and a lot of that is so far pretty good defensive pressure from Shadron. They've been doing a little bit of half-court trap in there, and that's forced Ralston into making some early turnovers. And Shadron's been able to take advantage of them. Very good shooting efficiency from Shadron here in this first quarter.
A lot of passing and a lot of different looks we're seeing as both these offense and defense kind of feel each other out and try to find it. It's you know, I'm not going to go as far as to say it's a West Coast, East Coast offense-defense kind of thing, but these are two squads that play totally two different types of basketball, and we'll find new looks every trip down the court. Okay, ball in the hands now of Dwight Smith. Smith gives over to the left side, driving post on the inside, dropping a shoulder, and Crawford is going to turn it over.
They're going to get him for the travel there.
He took that step, and he was just a little bit too far away. Crawford is 5'10", a senior for Ralston, but Shadron with the ball up to Eliason. Eliason passes over to Rose. Rose trying to work his way across midcourt. Behind the back Dribble, three-point shot goes up from Zach Bargan, goes in and out, rebound in the hands of Eric Tucker, and the Ralston Rams back in business. Crawford now calling the play, passes inside to Smith. Smith makes the handoff to Tony Grant. Grant back to Smith now. Smith inside the three-point mark, just outside the paint. Good look around the pick from Grant Kay. Kay's shot is up. It's no good. And the Rams come away with it. 4:54 to go in the first quarter. 7-2, Shadron up on top. Holmquist goes inside. He gets it to go. Alec Holmquist got a good look. Running in front of the hoop and drops it in. And Shadron now stretches their lead to 7. It's 9-2. Ralston back to work now. Grant Kay dishes off. Smith now. Crawford gets it. Hastings takes a good look. Grant Kay takes a look, rather. Inside, Crawford makes a drive. He'll stop from the free throw line, throw it up. It's no good. Eliason up, but not by far to get the board. He didn't have to. Holmquist tried to make a pass down to the post, and it was going to be knocked away. Good defensive play by Grant Kay, and up ahead for the breakaway. And down it goes. Tony Grant makes it a 9-4 Shadron lead. Ralston trails by 5. Shadron with the ball. Braden Rose passes over to Eliason on the right side post. Off the backboard, nice touch. Eliason drops it in. It's 11-4. Cardinals on top. Inside, pass around now to the top of the key, picked up by Evans. Evans dishes over to the right side. Smith into Grant, and Grant's going to pick up a push from Holmquist. First team foul for the Shadron Cardinals. Ralston Rams now with the ball. 3:33 to go in the first quarter. 7-point lead still for Shadron as the Rams reload now. Taking a look is Grant Kay. Kay has it just outside the arc over on the right side. Fakes the pass. Now gets it inside. Picks up Smith. Smith drives inside off the backboard. Is no good. Up and over. Eliason gets the board, and hustling up now is Rose. Driving baseline up off the backboard. Solid shot. Zach Bargan. What's the line? The bucket and the boo-boo.
A nice little adjustment there by Bargan to be able to work through the foul and get underneath the basket and go for the reverse layup and stretch Shadron's lead out to 9.
Dwight Smith now guilty of the foul to the line. Zach Bargan misses the three-point play. Rebound goes to Ralston. They'll push it up quick in transition. Dwight Smith leading the way. Dishes off to Grant Kay. Kay's shot is up. It's no good. Rebound goes to the Rams one more time. Ryan Herdman hauled it down. Three-point shot is up and in and out. No good from Tony Grant. Ball's out of bounds. Dwight Smith made a hustle for it. Almost went into the crowd and elected to drop over or jump over a few people and sitting in chairs, and they got a good look at shoes flying over them. Back underway now. Ralston still with the ball. Clock at 2:54. Three-point shot is up from Grant Kay. It's true. Grant Kay hits the big three-pointer, and it's 13-7. Ralston cutting into the lead. Here come the Shadron Cardinals now as they work their way around. Rose sends it over to the right side. Picks up Eliason now. Three-point shot from Bargan is good. Bargan pops his second three-pointer of the ball game. And Shadron stretches their lead to 9 now. 16-7. Ralston looking for help, driving inside. Two steps inside the paint. Good-looking shot from Tony Grant is no good. Rams will get the rebound, and a traveling violation is once again going to be called on the Rams. Substitutions now. Andrew Cassidy in the ball game for Dwight Smith and Ralston. Shadron with the ball now. Pass inside. Picked up by Braden Rose. Rose crosses midcourt. Loses his defender. Goes inside to Eliason off the backboard. Eliason can't get it to go before the foul's called. Second effort dropped it in, but that one won't count. Ryan Herdman will pick up the foul for Ralston. And Eliason will go to the line. he's pretty much just going to reach up and drop it in.
Well, Rob, I'm really surprised that Ralston has gone with a shorter lineup out here. They've taken their two big guys out, the forward and the center, and they really left Eliason all alone to get the ball down low.
Eliason will hit one of two, and you have to wonder if that's because let their other big guys get a rest and then rotate Eliason out when he can. Ralston now with the ball, trying to go inside. Grant Kay sends it down to the post. Its shot is up. It's no good from Ryan Herdman, and the Cardinals will get the board with 1:45 to go. Shadron up on top by 10, 17-7. Pass now to Holmquist. Holmquist feeds inside all alone. Good look from John Lordino, and Lordino takes the pass, and he was all alone inside, laid it in on the right side. 19-7 now. Ralston in a hole. Grant Kay, well beyond three-point shot, in and out, off the rim it goes. Rebound goes to Eliason of the Cardinals. Holmquist now for three. Hits up and it's in. Alec Holmquist pops a three, and we got a timeout from Bill Hurd and the Ralston Rams. And it'll be a long one. We'll take a break. 22-7, Shadron off to a quick start here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and you're listening to it on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Zeller Repair in Ravenna specializes in small engine repair. From mowers to chainsaw motors, Zeller's does it all. The next time you need work on a small engine, contact Zeller Repair in Ravenna. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronic with you. We're watching the Shadron Cardinals put on a little bit of an exhibition of shooting here. They're up 22-7 over the Ralston Rams at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Good crowd on hand, so you can imagine everybody knows that these are two pretty top teams here in high school basketball, but both having to make some pretty long trips to get here.
And yeah, absolutely, Rob. Shadron has come out to shoot the ball here. 1:13 to play in the first quarter. 22 points up on the board. Bargain from beyond the arc has been unbelievable, and Holmquist adding as well. So they're finding ways to score even without Elias in the game.
Well, now Ralston's going to have to find a way to try to break through some lanes and make something happen. Grant Kay now with the ball. He makes a pass. It's no good. The pass is broken up. Alec Holmquist is going to go. He's going to try to take it all the way off the backboard. Down it goes. He gets the bucket and the boo-boo. Holmquist made a nice pick on the play. Hustled down the right side. Threw it up from quite a distance away off the backboard and still got the foul. Foul's going to be called on Grant Kay. It'll be his first, and Holmquist can't convert. But the rebound's going to go to Eliason, and Shadron will get another look at it, and Holmquist is going to come back with another three-point. Boy, that guy's rare to shoot as well. Alec Holmquist.
These guys are shooting from behind the arc. There's a double pressure on Eliason. They're getting the ball to the outside. Shadron is shooting the ball.
10 points for Alec Holmquist. 5 in the last 10 seconds. Clock now is under 30 seconds here in the first quarter. It's 27-7. A great start for Shadron, almost losing the ball one more time as Grant K. Holmquist providing some solid defense for the Cardinals. Herdman now standing inside, and he took a step with it. He was trying to look for somebody that he was supposed to pass it to, and he took an extra step in the process.
That would have been a balk in baseball.
Yeah, there you go.
Not to change sports, but...
I think we can relate to that. Holmquist goes to the bench along with Eliason for a breather. Final 15 seconds of the first quarter underway now. Bringing up the ball, Zach Bargain. Bargain has 8 points in the night. Shot over on the left side at the buzzer is no good. And we'll go to the second quarter. 27-7 is our score. It's all Shadron in the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll be back with second quarter action on your ESPN Superstation at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
27-7 is our score. Shadron on top of the Ralston Rams at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronic with you. First quarter is in the books, and it all looks favorable for Shadron. Eliason getting double-teamed a lot, still managing to pull down 5 points. We're talking of the 6'11 post player for Shadron, a dominating force out there, but it's really opened up players like Zach Bargan to rack up, but to have a 20-point lead at the end of the first quarter is a big shot in the arm for Shadron, and Ralston now will have to dig deep to come back and find an answer. They've got a lot of time to do it and a lot of ability, clearly. Dwight Smith now with the ball on the left side, drives inside, goes post, and we're going to get a foul call before the shot.
Is that going to go on Bargan? I think it is.
Zach Bargan guilty of the foul. Non-shooting foul, so Ralston will do the inbound from their own baseline. Pass inside, mixed up, lost. Tony Grant gets it back, now zips it around the right side to Hastings. Karen Crawford now with the ball, drives inside, goes up against Eliason, loses the handle on the ball. Down to the court they go, and he comes up with it and throws it back over his head, gives it right back to Dwight Smith. Smith's shot's no good, and Eliason will pick up the board. Tucker was giving him a little bit of pressure, but Eliason was able to break it. Now sets the pick for Rose. Shot over on the baseline is going to be well off the mark. Down on the ground goes Zach Bargan. Whistle blows. Foul's going to be on Eric Hastings of Ralston.
And one of the things that Eliason does is it opens up the shooters to start shooting from beyond the arch. Shooters like Holmquist, who's already in double digits at the end of the first quarter.
Ralston's going to take over off the inbound pass. Dwight Smith now trying to find work inside. Eric Tucker has it. It's off the rim and down it goes. Tucker has his first points of the ball game. It's 27-9. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Ball's going to be stolen and a whistle is going to be blown. We're going to get a traveling called. As Smith did a great job of getting hold of the ball, but he was in such a hurry to get to the basket he forgot to dribble. So the Cardinals will get a second opportunity here to inbound the pass. They do it now, getting a little bit of pressure from Crawford is Braden Rose. He's going to lose it. Crawford's going to come up with it, and it'll be 1-on-3. Crawford's going to take it on his own on the right side. Dwight Smith drives it down. They gave him the bucket. Did they? Yes.
Yep, gets the bucket and one.
Thanks for not going there. Dwight Smith at the free throw line. He's got 4 points on the night. Make it five as he completes the three-point play. Dwight Smith, the 6'3 senior for the Ralston Rams. Cardinals coming back now. They handle the inbound pass. It's going to be picked off again. The dunk is going to be missed by Dwight Smith. The crowd wanted the dunk. Shadron gets it back. Zach Bargan's going to be roughed up on the rebound.
Right now, that full court pressure is giving Ralston a lot of opportunities. They're swarming, and really the defensive play by Smith, he has three steals that he would have had been able to convert on breakaways. One of them was a travel. The other one was the bucket and the basket, or the basket and the foul, and then he misses the dunk. So some missed opportunities after turnovers from Smith.
And still more pressure coming as the inbound pass gets knocked away. Wyatt Blohm couldn't get a hold of it for Shadron. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ralston. But, yeah, that pressure now starting to work, and that'll close this gap here quickly if Shadron can't find a way to break this. Working his way around now. Wyatt Blohm goes. Now he's double-teamed. Now he needs help. He finds Holmquist back in the game to Eliason. Eliason now with the ball inside. Puts it down, puts it up, and gets a foul in the process. And I think he came down on the foot of Karen Crawford. Crawford limping.
No, Karen Crawford, actually, he took a pick earlier on that drive, and he just turned his ankle a little bit trying to get back on defensive after he missed the steal. Turned his ankle a little bit, and he's still in pain.
Yeah, he's in pain and hobbling over there. Shot is up and in for Eliason. I didn't think they called a foul out there. Yeah, Smith picked up his third, and Eliason hits the first.
That's dangerous here with 6:18 only in the second quarter.
Absolutely. Eliason misses the second. Ralston with the rebound now, trying to draw back in at 28-12 is our score. 6:10 to go in the first half. Hastings now sets a pick. Tries to get Tony Grant to go around. Shot is up and in. It's a three-point shot. Grant pops in. He's got five. That was a big three-pointer for Ralston. 28-15. Pressure continues. Eliason now helps the Cardinals break it. Trying to drive baseline now is Bargan. Shot from Eliason is up. It's no good. Ralston there for the board. Good positioning by Tony Grant as he's going to hustle. Stops and pops at the free throw line. It's no good. Eliason gets the board. 5:33 to go. Bargan goes to the right side to Eliason just outside the paint. Now kicks it right back out to Bargan. Back to Eliason. Eliason getting some solid pressure now from Eric Tucker. Shot is up. Three-pointer is no good from Zach Bargan. Down to the court go a lot of the players, but Ralston's going to come away with it. And slowing things down is Andrew Cassidy. Three-point shot is up. It's no good on the right side. Cardinals are going to pick it up. 28-15, 5 minutes to go in the first half. Wyatt Blome now gives to Eliason. Eliason swings it out. Three-point shot from Bargan. Way up, and Bargan bites the deck again. And a little slow to get up. That shot way off the mark. And Ralston will pick over the takeover on the turnover. Score remains 28-15.
Bargan trying to draw the foul on that last three-point shot after he saw that it went off the rim. Just kind of fell back to the ground after he got a little bit of defensive pressure from Ralston.
Tony Grant now goes inside, goes right side over Eliason and gets the shot to drop. Tony Grant, that's a good-looking move. It's more of a half-hook shot, but it was with purpose, and over Eliason it goes. And now the mix-up or the turnover off the transition. Good hustle by Karen Cropper to make the steal, and he goes up for the rebound or goes up for the breakaway dunk or layup, theoretically, and gets it broken up and fouled by Shandron. Wyatt Blome will pick up his first.
Ralston starting to chip away at that. They were down by 20 to start off the start the second quarter, and they chipped this way down to a 10-point lead as that first free throw is good, but they're doing it because their defensive pressure has been absolutely amped up now.
28-18 is our score when we get back to action here. Crawford with one more shot to go, and he's perfect on his free throws on this trip down to the free throw line. Inbound pass now picked up by Holmquist. Holmquist sends it across to Blome. Blome behind the back gets across the line. Now gets double teamed, sends it across underneath, wide open. Good pass, good read, and a solid shot. John Lordino was there, but it was a pass from Wyatt Blome that made it happen. Fighting through the double team, he comes out, spots the wide open Lordino, and it's 30-19. Ralston now with the ball. Tony Grant calls the shots, works it around the right side now. Crawford. Tucker goes over on the left side. His shot is up. Second effort goes in. Grant Kay is there. Kay has 5 points off the bench. 30-21. It's a 9-point lead for Shandron. Blome almost lost it now. He crosses midcourt, still getting some solid pressure from Karen Crawford. Inside to Eliason. Eliason hands off, and down goes Bargan again. Foul's called this time.
It'll be on Eric Hastings.
Eric Hastings will pick up his second, and to the line will go Zach Bargan. Shot is up. It's good. 9 points for Zach Bargan, the 6'5 senior. One more coming from Bargan. Its shot is up. A lot of spin on it, but it's no good. Rebound picked up by Ryan Herdman, and Ralston now trying to cut into a 10-point lead. 31-21 is our score. We've got 3:19 to go in the first half. Driving inside. Shot is up again over Eliason. It's no good, but Eliason will get the board, and he'll pass it up quick to Bargan. Bargan now, one on three, is going to jump in, taking off the backboard, and or trying to get it up there, and he's going to be... ball's going to be knocked away. Cardinals will still have the ball. Bargan will handle the inbound duties. Substitutions now back into the ball game as Eric Tucker Eric Hastings will hit the bench for Ralston. 3:06 to go. In and out of the hands on the inbound pass. Wyatt Bloom couldn't handle it. He was all alone over in the wing on the inbound pass. And Ralston now with an opportunity to cut into this 10-point lead.
Yeah, if they make this lead single digits by the 3-minute mark of the second quarter, that would just be huge. Because remember, Rob, like we said earlier, this was a 20-point game.
Shot is up. It's no good from Grant Kay. Rebound goes right back to Ralston. Good effort inside by Eric Tucker to keep it alive for the Rams. Pass now around to the left side. Tony Grant with it. Sends it back to Herdman. Herdman works the right side. Finds Crawford. Crawford all alone there. Gets picked up by Grant and over to Grant. Grant's pass is going to be knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay in Ralston's possession. John Lordino with a hand on it. 2:36 to go. It's still a 10-point ball game. Shattering up 31-21. Ralston with the ball, trying to nibble at that lead. They were down by as many as 20 and have cut that in half. Ralston now with the ball, trying to go baseline. Working solid against Eric Hastings. Hastings will give it up now. Pass inside to Crawford. Crawford off the back, off the baseline, and Eliason's going to get a hand up there and get a little bit more than ball. Nope, they're going to call him block on him. So Eliason picks up his first. And the longer he stays out of the trouble, the better things are for Shandron. But Crawford will go to the line. He's 2 for 2 on the night. Crawford's shot spins, and in it goes. He's 3 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. Grant Kay back into the ball game. To the bench goes Ryan Herdman for the Rams. Second shot coming from Crawford, the 5'10 senior Ram. Shot is up, and it is true. 4 for 4 is Crawford. Perfect on the night. Still full court press going on. Broken now. Inside bounce pass to Eliason. Eliason goes up for the dunk and gets it, and the foul. That's the dunk the crowd's been waiting for.
You know, when you got a guy that's 6'11 and a guy that's 6'10, you're going to see some acrobatics here tonight, and Eliason gets up and gets the dunk and gets the foul. So
absolutely. Eric Tucker will pick up his first foul. Eliason's shot is no good. And back to work comes Ralston. The lead still at 10 now, 33-23, with 2:05 to go in the first half. Crawford now makes the handoff, gives it off to Tony Grant. Grant goes inside. He's turned away. Pass goes to Kay. Kay tries to feed Tucker inside, and Tucker has it knocked away by Eliason. Tucker, 6'10". Eliason, 6'11". And Eliason looks even taller than that. Grant loses the handle on it. He wisely gets control of it, brings it back outside, being covered by Holmquist of Shandron. Makes the handoff to Hastings. Hastings gives it right back and knocked out of bounds, but it's going to go off Eliason. Ralston will maintain. Oh, there's a foul called on that. Alec Holmquist will pick up his second personal foul. And Ralston with an opportunity here to narrow this gap. Was 20, now it's 10 again. Karen Crawford with the ball. Crawford pass over to the left side. Thought about going for three, now goes to the left. Tries to get in baseline, gets turned away. Grant Kay now with the ball, getting worked on by Zach Bargan. Gives it right back to Karen Crawford. Crawford now passes across, picks up Tony Grant. Grant inside, 1 foot in the paint, kicks it back out to Crawford. Crawford thought about three, gave it back up. Holmquist now working through picks and everything and tries to break it up. He gets in there, interferes with the lane. The ball's going to be picked up by Bargan. Bargan stops and pops just outside the paint. It's no good. Rebound's going to get bounced around. It's going to be passed over. Picked up by Tony Grant. Back to Crawford now as the Rams take over. Clock down to 45 seconds. Briefly losing it was Crawford. He gives back to Grant. Grant over to Hastings at midcourt. Playing conservatively here are the Ralston Rams. Crawford tries to drop a shoulder, tries to cut in, and he was looking to feed Eric Tucker, but knocking it out of bounds was the hustling Zach Bargan for Shadron. 34 seconds on the clock now. Ralston maintaining possession, down by 10. Inbound pass is going to be picked off by Bargan, and Bargan works it now, and he's getting some pressure from Grant Kay. He'll stop just past midcourt now as the clock winds down towards 20 seconds. Pass over almost out of the reach of Braden Rose. Gives to Eliason. Eliason has it knocked away by Tucker, but he gets it right back. All alone baseline now. Braden Rose decides to throw it right back out. Clock down to 5. Bargan now playing for that last shot. Gets it up, gets a good look at it, and hits it at the bucket. Count that one. Zach Bargan at the buzzer, pops it, and it's 35-23. We're going into halftime, and the Shadron Cardinals have regained the lead. Now they're up. They had the lead all the time. They're up by 12 now. They've extended it. They were up by only 10. We'll take a quick break and let you know what's going on here at halftime. You're listening to high school basketball from the Heartland Hoops Classic on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle. PC CPA.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools. Celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Back to the Heartland Events Center for your Heartland Hoops Classic on your ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 and ESPNSuperstation.com. We're at halftime in a matchup between the Ralston Rams and the Shadron Cardinals. The Rams outscored the Cardinals in that second quarter 16-8, but the Cardinals put a little bit more oomph on it as the quarter expired with a shot from Zach Bargan to go at the buzzer. 35-23 is our score. It is a 12-point lead for the Shadron Cardinals, and they led by as many as 20. It looked like that lead was going to slip away from them, and the Cardinals caught a little bit of traction there in the end of that second quarter.
Well, the lead was starting to slip, and Ralston, like I said, they put tremendous pressure on that full-court press, really doing a great job there. They really got to get Eliason more involved in the offensive game plan, especially on that press breaker. When you've got a guy that's standing at 6'11", all you got to do is get him in the ball at top, and then he can basically turn and just fire the ball across the half court, and you get the press breaker there. So, you know, Shedder gets him involved a little bit more. They started to do that. But that last shot by Bargan, though, by the way, tremendous amount of patience. You know, you see a lot in high school basketball. When there's like 4 seconds left, players will fire that ball up, and getting ovation from something, on the court we got halftime festivities. Right, but you see a lot of players 4 seconds left, and they'll fire that shot up right away because they just get frantic. Well, Bargan takes his time. He even had time to set up his pick with 4 seconds left. He says, "You got to go here." I'm going to turn around, and that's a setup play. That's what, obviously they practiced that many a time, and it worked to perfection. He got that shot up as time is expiring, and it falls and shattered. Now that would give them huge momentum with a 12-point lead. Going into the break.
Absolutely. Now looking at foul trouble, the Ralston Rams getting into some trouble early. Dwight Smith picks up his third foul. Eric Hastings has two. and there are several players with one. Shadron has nobody. It has Alec Holmquist, I guess, with two. And Eliason, the big guy inside, has but one. And even that was kind of a questionable call. But Craig Nobling, the head coach of Shadron, got to be pretty happy with their play initially right off that first quarter. I mean, Shadron just came out shooting, and Ralston, you know, found themselves in a hole real quick and was looking for answers to try to come up with a way to beat that Shadron. They go to the full court press, and it worked quite effectively. They were able to nibble 10 points off of their off the Shadron Cardinal lead.
And that's a big problem with Dwight Smith being in foul trouble. He had four steals on that when they about that first 3 minutes they were starting to run that full court press. He came out with three steals, only converted one of them into points, actually, as events transpired there. But when you're getting that many turnovers and that many more offensive possessions, that was when Ralston started to come back. But he's also was busy guarding Eliason, and so he instantly gets in foul trouble by just being overly aggressive. You know, there's an aggressive defense, Robin, and there's overly aggressive defense. And Dwight Smith was overly aggressive and got three fouls quickly, so he's on sitting next to the head coach at the bench. And you got to wonder when he's going to be able to get back in and get Ralston the chance to get some more offensive possession to try to cut to this lead a little more.
Yeah, that's the hard part for him, is because taking him out of the play is going to be a pretty tough thing to take for Ralston. I'm sure they're going to try to work him back in. But I tell you, over on the Shadron Cardinals, I'm really impressed with their accuracy of their shooting and their ability to pop things in. We'll get some numbers here for you momentarily. But Alec Holmquist pops in with 10 points, and that was just in the first quarter alone. He came out hot. He was very quiet in the second quarter because the Rams put an extra guy on him on occasion, and they floated it between covering Holmquist and Eliason, but he just had a nice touch on the ball. Zach Bargan, extremely accurate as well, as he's able to put some in. Eliason missed a couple of relatively simple shots in there.
Yeah, and that's getting back to the shooting numbers here. Eliason, get to the shooting numbers in a second. Eliason did. He had a lot of opportunities there to put some away, and they just weren't falling for him, and I think he was a little too far. You got to really get inside that lane and just drop that ball in there. But he's being very closely guarded by the 6'10" Eric Tucker as well. Tucker doing a very good job defensively. And Ralston, they play very physical on that baseline, and they're really forcing Shadron to make those shots, and it's tough. But looking at the numbers now, Ralston in the first half shot 35%. They did shoot much better in the second quarter, obviously. 5 from 12, 42% there. Take a look at this first quarter shooting number, Rob. 73%
in the
first quarter. They shot 11 through 15. We said they were putting on a shooting clinic, and that this is proof. 11-15 in the first quarter, 73%. Trimmed down considerably in the second quarter. Went 3 of 8, shooting 38%, so 61% in that first half. Rebounds about equal. Actually, Ralston is surprisingly out-rebounding Shadron, but it is based on the offensive rebounds. They have six offensive rebounds, and Shadron's one offensive rebound.
Oh, no kidding. Well,
so Shadron doing a better job at the on the defensive side of the ball. Turnovers, Ralston committed 9, 6 of which were in the first quarter, which probably also contributed to that 20-point gap. Shadron had 4 turnovers there in the second quarter. Three-point line, we saw a good three-point clinic from Bargan. We've also seen two three-pointers from Holmquist, and Shadron 4 of 6 from beyond the arch, 67%. They were actually 4 of 4 in the first quarter.
Yeah, I figured, because you had 2 from Holmquist and 2 from Bargan in that first quarter. None in the second quarter whatsoever. But, that first quarter, boy, everything was just on, and it was just falling in the bottom of the net.
Yeah, and that's really the big thing right now. I mean, sometimes teams are just out there and they're shooting on fire. Ralston was just shooting so well in that first quarter, and they might, I don't know. You know, it's one of those things. I mean, if you can turn around and come into the third quarter and shoot like that again, that lead would easily get back. I mean, if you shoot the ball that well throughout the game, I mean, you're going to come back. If Ralston comes out and shoots 73%, then that lead's going to be trimmed. So, I mean, it would really... what it really all boils down to, and you can say that the foul trouble with Dwight Smith and the fact that they couldn't get as good a defensive pressure there late in the second quarter, or you could simply say they pulled out to a 20-point lead in the first half because they shot the ball so well.
Yeah, in that first quarter. But I look at Ralston cutting into that lead. They outscored Shadron 16-8 in that second quarter, cut that gap down to 10, and then at the last second, Shadron pops one in, makes it a 12-point advantage at halftime. But Ralston clearly shows the ability to narrow that gap, and they have to rely on that full court press to do it. And even that will take some toll defensively if you're not used to that.
Yeah, and what we've called plenty of games earlier this year, we've seen some teams that that full court press does work for them, but they cannot run that throughout the entire stretch of the game. It is such a demanding thing. It takes so much out of you to run that full court press for a full length of time. But if you can do it effectively, which I believe Ralston has the athletes to do, I think Ralston can chip away at this game. And if they play the way they played the second quarter for the second half, I think we've got a good game on our hands. It'll all depend if Shadron can come out and start the shooting clinic up again, then, you know, it's Shadron's game to lose. But right now, Ralston, they've been playing so well defensively in that second quarter. We saw it trimming that lead, getting that 20-point lead down to a manageable one here to start the second half.
Yeah, well, exactly. So we'll see what kind of game our second half is going to go. We were kind of joking about it earlier, about the crowd comes out. You got two big guys in there. You expect the big dunks in here. We had a near dunk by Eric Decker, and then we had the dunk by Elliot Eliason, and the near dunk got more of applause than the near dunk, or than the actual dunk did.
Well, it was because he started that near dunk from well outside of where Eliason stood up and dunked the ball. He went up and he got some air time, as they
absolutely
say it back in my day.
And the hoop considerably dipped. All right, second half is underway. Cardinals will start off with the ball. It'll be in the hands of Braden Rose, the 6 foot junior for Shadron, being covered by Dwight Smith. And now there's a mix-up, and it's going to be picked up. Ralston's going to get it. Tony Grant's going to stop from the corner, and he's not going to get it. But the rebound's going to go to Crawford. Crawford went up for it, and he's going to be fouled in the process. Foul's going to be on Holmquist. Will pick up his third. That's not good news for Shadron early here in the third period.
No, it's not, because he started that first quarter off with 10 points of the 27 that Shadron had scored in that first quarter. And getting him into foul trouble cannot be what Shadron wants, and I think they're going to make a sub for him here.
Crawford was 4-for-4 from the free throw line in the first half. Comes out here in the third and misses his first shot. Score remains 35-23. Crawford had 4 points in that first half. Shot is up, and this one is true. So 5 points for Karen Crawford. And it's 35-24, an 11-point Shadron lead. Full press from Ralston continues. Picked up on the inside by Wyatt Bloom. Bloom tries to go around the right side. Beats the press, gets it around. Now he's double-teamed, bounces it over to the open man. That's Braden Rose. Rose sends it right back to Bloom. Bloom backs it into Eliason, and Eliason's going to travel. He had Tucker all over him, but Eliason just not used to the pressure.
Well, I think that's exactly it. You know, he's played some games where he hasn't seen anybody near this size as Ralston, and they've got two big guys that are playing against him.
Jump shot is going to be missed by Tony Grant for Ralston, and the rebound will go to Shadron. Shadron to Eliason now at the top of the key. Pass underneath, quick pass, and it's going to go in and out of the hands of Braden Rose. It was a sharp pass, but it's one that should have been caught by Rose. And Ralston now with another opportunity to cut in to this 11-point Cardinal lead. 7:02 to go, opening minute gone from the second half. Crawford now works his way right to left, now drives inside the paint, throws it across, and Eliason was able to get a hand on it, and it was last touched by Tucker, and the Cardinals will take it after the turnover, and out of bounds it goes, and now last touched by Dwight Smith, and the Cardinals will get another opportunity to reload, trying to beat off that press. Pass up ahead, ends up in the hands of Crawford. 3-point shot is up, it's short from Tony Grant. Eliason drags it down. That would have been a big motivator before Ralston had that drop, but now the Cardinals get it and are fighting to break through this press now as they work their way across midcourt now. Eliason had set a pick for Crawford. Bounce pass inside, no good from Lordino, and the Rams will pick it back with an opportunity again to cut into this 11-point lead. Pass inside, and there we got our dunk. Eric Tucker gets himself all alone underneath. And Eliason will get it back. 35-26. A 9-point lead for Shadron. To Eliason now, going against Tucker. Up and over and down it goes. And that's the shot that Eliason will need to make more of. 37-26. We're back to an 11-point Shadron lead. Grant sends it across to Crawford. Crawford, razzle-dazzle left and right, stops, jumps, pops off the backboard, and it goes. Crawford pops a field goal, and it's 37-28. And I think they took a page out of Tyson Hebronick's playbook, because now they're giving the inbound pass to Eliason, and Eliason's able to send it down court in a hurry. Eliason now working against Tucker Feats inside all alone, all ball. Going up for it was Lordino.
Good defensive play from Smith on that play for Ralston, able to swat the ball as he's going up underneath the layup.
The young man's got some quick hands, and he was able to pull that ball right away, and Ralston will get it back. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Crawford now works his way to the right, picks up Grant. Grant drives inside against Eliason, underhanded, and gets it all around him. Did a great job. Grant now with 9 points, and that one was all around Eliason. Foul's going to be called on the press now. Too tight from Dwight Smith, and that's trouble.
Yeah, that's going to be his fourth.
Yes, that's not good.
Coach very frustrated with Smith and the over-aggressiveness reaching in there. Didn't have to do that. he was beat, and he reaches in. And so just a careless foul.
I'm chuckling because Smith, after he was called for the foul, started to walk away from the bench, hoping the coach wouldn't notice that that was four and he could stay out. But, oh, no, Coach Bill Hurd was all over it, and Smith is now sitting on the bench. Cardinals now trying to work with it. Zach Bargan at the top of the key. Setzer works his way around the pick to Eliason, now going baseline back to Eliason. Eliason up and over Smith, Tucker this time. 39-30, it's a 9-point Shadron lead, and then a 2-point shot from just inside the arc from Tony Grant makes it 39-32.
They're going to get a charge on this one. Bergen coming back. Is it a charge, or are we going to get...
No, we got a foul called.
It is a charge.
It is a charge, yeah. So now it's a 7-point Shadron lead, and Ralston has the ball to cut into it even more.
Just coming out, and they've applied that defensive pressure. Shadron's sitting there trying to get motivated right now. They're going around trying to get everybody pumped back up and get back into this ball game.
Exactly now. Driving inside was Grant, and he loses the handle on it. It's going to be picked up by Braden Rose, and this may be the impetus that the Cardinals need, but it's tough pressure from Crawford now. Eliason passes inside to Bargan. Bargan tries to go the other way, and he's going to be hacked in the process. Foul's going to be called on Eric Hastings. Boy, that'll be his third.
Two Ralston Rams in really dangerous foul trouble here with just 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. We still got 12 minutes to play, and we got one with three and one with four.
Absolutely. Zach Bargan will step to the free throw line. His first shot is up and on the money. He's been 1 for 3. Make it 2 for 4 now for Bargan at the free throw line. We'll have 4 minutes to play when we get back to action, and so far it's an 8-point lead for Shadron, and it'll remain that way as Bargan's shot falls away and Ralston hauls it down. Karen Crawford now crosses midcourt. Crawford works his way to the right side, now passes to the top of the key. Grant gets it, makes a shot, it's no good, bouncing around. It's going to be hauled down by Zach Bargan. Very aggressive play by Bargan. As they'll work to break that press. Good play by Shadron. Bargan goes up and is unopposed all the way to the hoop and just drops it in. 42-32, back to a 10-point lead. And Coach Bill Hurd has got this questioned look on his face like, how'd that happen? It's a full timeout. We've got 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 42-32, Shadron on top. You're listening to high school basketball on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Scandinavia Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavia Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronic with you. Glad to have you aboard for our Heartland Hoops Classic. Get the classic matchup going on here. The Ralston Rams taking on the Shadron Cardinals, and it's been Cardinals hanging on to a big lead. They're up now by 10. They led by as many as 20 in the first quarter. And Ralston keeps whittling away, trying to find a right formula that worked. It looked like Shadron was going to let that lead slip away as Ralston had whittled their way back to within how many, seven or five?
Yeah, seven point points. Game. And then Ralston gets a 3-0 run there.
Ralston now going back to work with the ball. Tony Grant makes a pass over to Grant Kay. Now to Hastings. Hastings goes back to Crawford. Crawford now halfway between the top of the arc and midcourt. Gives it to Hastings. Hastings hands off to Kay. Kay goes inside. Bounce pass to the big guy inside. Tucker down to the floor they go, and we're going to get a turnover.
We got a timeout.
Timeout called on Shadron. Good play. Smart play by Zach Bargan.
Yeah, Shadron able to obtain possession there. Is that the scrum was going around, and then it was just a quick heads-up play to call timeout to retain possession here. You don't want to give Ralston another chance at getting a possession, or certainly giving them the possession arrow in their favor. Just a smart play because real Ralston gets the ball. They get this down to eight, maybe get a little bit of momentum, and before you know it, Ralston's going to be back in this game.
Yep, I like Shedron's game plan right now. They're doing a good job, but the Ralston Rams just aren't going to go away. They're going to keep nibbling and trying to get through, and all they need is Crawford and Grant to get hot, and they're in trouble.
The unfortunate part about that is with Eric Hastings and Dwight Smith both sitting on the bench because of foul trouble, they've been unable to really play as physical as they would like to try to force more turnovers.
Eric Tucker has but 4 points on the night, and they'll certainly expect more play out of him. He's on the court charged with covering Elliot Eliason right now. Cardinals with the ball. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Barger passes it right back out to Bloom. Now a three-pointer from Bargan. It's good. Zach Bargan popped for three. That's a big shot for Shatter now, up 45-32. Hastings with the ball now, hands it off to Crawford. Crawford zips it over to Grant. Grant now working against Bargan, works his way through the pick. Stays with his man now. Grant Kay inside, being triple-teamed, tries to weave his way through traffic and carry the ball in doing so. He was trying to weave his way through three Cardinals and put too much spin on the ball as he's dribbling it through. 2:16 to go now in the third quarter. 45-32, the score remains. Rams kind of break down on that press a little bit. Bloom now with the ball, getting covered by Hastings. To Eliason at the top of the key. Eliason passes over to the right side, now giving to Bargan underneath. Bargan goes up unopposed and drops it down.
That is the second time Bargan has been left unopposed in this quarter on a basket down low. Ralston's got to do something to rotate over defensively and maybe get an extra man on him.
That's pretty costly. The lead now back to 15 for Shadron. Bargan now working against Grant. Crawford with the ball now on the right side. He's going to drive inside, go baseline, swatted away by Eliason, and the Cardinals get it right back. And Eliason was there, but a good solid effort by Braden Rose. Three-point shot for Bargan. Rattles the iron, no good. Push back up. Good effort by Wyatt Bloom. Falls away. Crawford is going to haul it down for Ralston. Now there's a big battle for it on the side, and Shadron's going to get it. As Kieran Crawford had the ball, but coasted out of bounds in the effort. So Shadron gets it back. 47-32 is our score. We've got a minute 15 to go in the third quarter.
That last scrum for the ball, Robbie, really like to see that. There's no quit in any of these players right now.
Not on either side. They're still playing tough. Eliason sets a nice pick. Braden Rose now works through inside the paint. He'll stop, give it to Eliason. Eliason goes up with a one-handed shot. It's no good from a few feet in front. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and I think Ralston's going to end up with it. Ralston will have the ball. It'll be Eric Hastings bringing it in. Hastings playing on tentative feet with three fouls. Clock under 50 seconds now in the third quarter. Ralston with the ball, driving. Shot is up. It's no good from Tony Grant. Cardinals now work it back. Braden Rose with the ball. Clock at 38 seconds. To Eliason at the top of the key. He zips it over to Bloom. Bloom eyes that defense, gives it back to Bargan. Bargan goes on the right side, and he goes right up against the big guy, against Tucker, and he gets it to go off the backboard. Bargan with another two. Bargan has absolutely come alive, and a foul is going to be called. I didn't see who they actually called the foul on. I think it's going to go against Grant Kay.
Should be Grant Kay for his second foul. Is that what you have?
That's what I've got. Okay. Second foul, yep. Ralston's going to get the ball as it's knocked out of bounds. Rams down now by 17. Clock at 17 to go in the third quarter. Tough defense by Shadron. Passed over now to Grant Kay. Bargan works his way around, tries to make a tough shot for Grant, and it is. Grant can't get it to go as the buzzer expires. We'll go to the fourth quarter, 49-32. Shadron on top of Ralston. That's your Heartland Hoops Classic, and you're listening to it on the ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Rob Osman, Tyson Havronik with you. We're watching the Ralston Rams take on the Shadron Cardinals. So far, the Cardinals up to a 17-point lead, outscoring Ralston in that quarter 14-9, so Shadron making a count, and I tell you, that quarter, third quarter belonged to Zach Bargan of Shadron.
Yeah, and he's done a great job of finding, ways to get open for Shadron. When you got Eliason with double coverage, that's going to leave one person open, and he's been able to get roll off some screens. He's been able to just really work with that offense and be able to get some open looks, and that's paid off for Shadron as he stretched that lead back out to 17 points.
That's right, so we're back to action now. Ralston with the ball as we open up this final quarter. Hastings now works over to the left side, picks up Crawford. Crawford brings it back to the center. Now goes left, tries to work through a screen, but Eliason was there to cut him off. Ball's kicked right back out to Dwight Smith. Smith gives back to Crawford. Crawford goes up for three. It's rattling around, and Eliason's going to get it and bring it back now with 7:30 to go in the ball game. Shadron up on top. Wyatt Bloom with the ball. Pass down to the left side. Passes inside to Eliason. Eliason all alone, and off the backboard he goes. 14 points for Elliott Eliason. Ralston now back digging in. It's a 19-point lead that quick. Shadron dominating, and a traveling violation on Dwight Smith. Smith back in the ball game. It's awful early to bring him back in with four fouls.
Yeah, but when your team is down by 17,
yep.
He's really got to be that spark plug, and he has been defensively. So I think you bring him in with caution, exercise a little bit of caution, play aggressively without fouling.
Absolutely, Alec Holmquist back in the ball game for Shadron. Passer on the left side, Wyatt Bloom now works his way around the right side. Tries to go baseline and throws it up, can't get it. He went into triple coverage, and Ralston comes away with it. Dwight Smith hustling back, throws an elbow, goes up, drops it in. Smith now has but 5 points.
Only 5 points, Rob, but the spark that he provides defensively is why he's in this ballgame.
Yeah, make that 7 points, by the way. Forgot to include the first quarter. Is that what you have?
No, I've got seven.
Yeah, seven now. Eliason now with the ball on the right wing, getting good pressure. Whistle blows. I think we're going to get a timeout from Shadron. It'll be a long one. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got 6:20 to go in the ballgame. Shadron on top, 51-34. You're listening to high school basketball on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services, too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you for the Heartland Hoops Classic. Watching the Ralston Rams try to battle their way back. They get close, and then all of a sudden, Shadron puts quite a few points together and makes a good run. 51-34 is our score in the fourth quarter as it time really starts to run out on Ralston. We've got 6:20 to go in the ballgame.
Yeah, and Shadron opens up the shooting clinic there to start off the second half. 5 of 8 in the third quarter, 63% from the field. Ralston only 4 of 11 for 36%.
Yeah, and you can't get a good comeback. Again, outscored 14-9 in that third quarter. But now, with 6:15 to go in the ball game, Shadron with the ball, and we're going to get a traveling call on Bargan. Bargan was trying to feed Eliason, who was wide open underneath. Guilty of the violation, so here comes Ralston now. Trying to close this gap. Tony Grant now works his way to the right around the top of the key. Feeds it back to the left to Hastings. Eric Hastings feeds Smith inside. Smith runs up against the wall. Three-point shot from the wing is no good from Grant K. Rebound is going to be knocked out of bounds. Cardinals will get the ball back. Clock under 6 minutes now. Eliason watches a spin in and out of his hands. Hastings gets it. Ralston's press starting to pay dividends now. Passed inside. Smith went up for it. And it's going to be fouled, and I think Eliason's going to be picked up his second personal foul.
Yep, that will be right.
It'll send Dwight Smith to the line. Smith's first shot rolls around and out, no good. He's now 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. Second shot goes. Smith now with 8 points on the evening. Holmquist with the ball for the Cardinals as they work to break the press. Braden Rose runs into a little bit of traffic, stops, shovels it out to Eliason. And Eliason will try to slow things down now. Reaching inside was Crawford as he tried to take the ball from Bargan, but Bargan, pretty good ball control. Second personal foul for Crawford, non-shooting foul. Bargan sets it back to Lordino, and then right back to Bargan. Now passed underneath, way down underneath to Eliason. Eliason's going to be fouled by Hastings. That's a mismatch if I've ever seen one, and I think Bargan picked up on it.
Yeah, as soon as he saw that Smith hadn't rotated over to help out Hastings, he was able to just lob the pass essentially from the half-court line and get it to the baseline for the easy, and Hastings picks up the easy foul.
That's fourth foul for Hastings, so he's in some serious trouble as we're trying to fight our way through a double team. Good job by Braden Rose to get out of it as the clock winds down now to 5:13 to go in the ballgame. Holmquist to Eliason. Eliason's at the top of the key now, just outside. He's got it, getting covered again by Hastings.
Shadron trying to eat up clock here, Rob.
And doing a pretty effective job at doing it. Holmquist now working with Bargan. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Karen Crawford. Hastings will go to the bench. Grant K back in the ball game for Ralston. Inbound pass goes to Eliason. Eliason turns, puts it in the hole. Elliott Eliason with 16 points on the night. 4:45 to go in the ballgame. Ralston trying to make things happen. Dwight Smith is going to drive. He's going to be turned away by Eliason, but he'll get the rebound back and drop it down himself. One more time. Second effort. Dwight Smith gets it to go. 53-37 is our score. It's all Cardinal right now. Pass up to Holmquist now. Holmquist gives it back to Rose. Rose got into trouble, sent it over to Bargan. Bargan now back to Holmquist. Holmquist gets it to Rose. Rose getting pressure. Holmquist called for the over and back. I didn't think that foot was down.
Well, the coach is pretty upset about it, so I think I'll take the coach's word on it.
Yeah, I don't think that foot was down. Back to action now. Ralston, after the turnover, gets it trailing 53-37. Smith goes up against Eliason. Shot's no good. Holmquist and Bargan collide, going for the rebound, and we're going to get... Did he call a jump ball on that?
They did call a jump ball. It was... Crawford was able to get his way into that scrum there and battle for the jump ball. And once again, Holmquist and Bargan really kind of fought themselves out of a defensive rebound. They both went up for it at the same time, collided, ball comes loose. Crawford's able to come in there and get into the scrum, and the possession arrow is still at Shadron, but... that possession arrow could be important later on in the game.
Past the midway point now in the fourth quarter. Time running out for Ralston. Shadron with the ball right now. Passed over to Bargan. Bargan goes up the right side, down the right wing. Pass underneath to Holmquist. Has it spun away by Dwight Smith. Good hands by Smith, but the Cardinals will get it back. And Eliason now with the ball. Drops it over to Rose. Rose back to Eliason. Eliason finds Bloom over on the right side. Bloom cuts through, works through a pick. Eliason now come way out. Now he passes to Bargan. Bargan brings thing down. Shot is up off the backboard. It's going to be short. Rebound is going to be... Nope, we got a foul called as the battle for the ball ensued. Foul's going to be on Ralston.
What I like what Shadron is doing right now on their offensive sets is by bringing Eliason so far up the court, they are providing some size mismatches down low, which could create for some easy points if Shadron is able to get through and penetrate and get to the lane.
Yeah, that's what they're looking for, and we got a whistle blow on a timeout from Shadron. 3 minutes to go. We'll stay put here with you and let you know. We got some scores we can pass along. We got some games earlier today here in the Hoops Classic. We'll tell you what those scores were.
Well, the scores of the Heartland Hoops Classic earlier today, Rob, SEM led off with a big win over Wood River by the score of 66-52. Ravenna took care of Weeping Water by the score of 77-48. Adam Central over Kearney Catholic 64-58. And the game that we first called was Axtell 51, Ewing 50. Very good ball game there. And Gretna took care of Grand Island Central Catholic 52-33, and games that were going on in our sister stations across the Platte River Radio, on 1230 KHS, we had the Hastings College Broncos in action today. They took care of Northwestern. The Hastings College women took care of Northwestern by the score of 83-70.
The number one ranked Hastings College women.
Thanks for the drop in there. We also have the Hastings College men, who are, I believe, ranked, or if not close to ranked, in the top 25.
Yeah, I think they're top 25.
93-79 over Northwestern, so a big win there. And the Nebraska women, who are playing, I don't know if you've got a chance to watch them yet this year, Rob. Phenomenal basketball team. The Nebraska women keep winning. They won over Missouri today in Columbia, 82-78.
And that's a big win over Missouri, so they remain perfect on the season. We're back to action now. 3 minutes to go in this ball game. Shadron's up 53-37. Clock continues to wind down. Oh, wide open underneath was Wyatt Bloom, and they just couldn't get it to him. Braden Rose content with trying to just get some time off the clock. Eliason now back to Bargan. Bargan's on the near side of the court, now works his way towards the center, getting covered by Tony Grant. Tries to work its way down. Now Bloom has it knocked away and then gets it back. Eliason now with plenty of time and a lot of distance. Now we'll have to find a way, and we're going to get a foul called, and I think we're going to see Eric Tucker charged with this one. Tucker will pick up his second personal foul.
It's seeming like Eliason is not used to having the ball at the half court line.
No,
he just kind of held it out there, and then they went in for the steal, and Tucker actually ended up getting the reach in foul there.
Going through the memory banks, trying to figure out, okay, I'm at half court. What am I supposed to do with the ball? He'll hit his first one and make it 54-37. 2nd shot is on the money as well.
Eliason actually scoring all of the fourth quarter points for Shadron.
So far, you bet. He's got 6 points here in the fourth quarter. 3-point shot is up from no good from Tony Grant. Foul on the rebound.
Is that going to be on Bargain? No. Rose.
Braden Rose picks up his second personal foul. Only fourth team foul for Shadron, so they've got a few to give and no reason to do so. Inside, Eliason breaks up a pass from Crawford. Crawford gets the rebound, though, and drops it in. Those are his first points of the fourth quarter. Holmquist now with the ball for the Cardinals. Foul's going to be called.
That should be
on
going
Tucker.
On, I think it's going to go on Smith.
It's going to go on Smith, and if it is, Smith to the bench. And that'll be the case. So Dwight Smith, the 6'3 senior, Alston Ram, has played his last minute at the Heartland Hoops Classic. And Holmquist will go to the line, his first trip to the free throw line. Got 10 points, all of them in the first quarter. Big reason that Shadron got off to that quick start. He'll hit the first.
Remember, Holmquist also got out to 3 quick fouls, so he was not seeing much at all in the third quarter.
Exactly. This one's going to go in, out, and back down again. He'll be perfect from the free throw line tonight. Clock now winding down to 2 minutes to go in this ball game. Pass inside is going to be mixed up, and Shadron's going to come away with it. Now dribbling off his foot. We're going to get a traveling violation called on Bargain, and he knew it. Good hustle and a good effort in the backcourt, but can't keep it. Ralston will have control of it. Tony Grant will handle the duties. He's got 11 points on the night. Inside, Crawford goes against Eliason, and Eliason was just absolutely waiting for it.
He stood up there simply, just put his hand up in the air, and the shot, it didn't even really put any oomph behind that block.
No.
Just said, I try to get it over this, and it was unable to.
Nope. I've seen spikes that were set up just like that. And Eliason was waiting for it. Now they got a little bit of spot to clean up on the court. I can't believe these guys are running around sweating. 1:43 to go in the ball game. 57-39. Shadron on top of Ralston. Again, Shadron with 2 fouls to give. Ralston with the ball. Tony Grant will handle the inbound. Being covered by Alec Holmquist. Passes into Crawford. Crawford kicks it back out. 3-point shot from Grant Kay. Rolls around. Eliason is there to haul down the defensive board. And Shadron now back in business. Ball in the hands of Braden Rose. Now getting pressure. He'll find the open relief man in Wyatt Bloom. Then to Eliason. Rose now going down. Foul's going to be called on Grant Kay. That'll be his third.
Ralston, looks like they're getting ready to take the starters out of this game. Getting some younger players some experience. 57-39, 1:21 left to go.
Great opportunity.
Yeah. And it's such a great atmosphere for these younger players to get involved in, too.
Well, it's nice, you make a long trip. Even, Ralston's not quite as far away as Shadron is, but it's nice to make the long trip, and you do get some playing time. Even though it's in a losing effort, you still get a little bit of time playing out there, and you can be happy that you did that.
Yeah.
Braden Rose, 6-foot junior. To the free throw line. No points for him tonight. Give him one. As he'll pop his first one.
No points for Rose tonight, but really good job at the guard play tonight. He's had his hands in a lot of those plays that were set up for players like Bargain and players like Eliason in that second half. I thought he came out and did a tremendous job, considering that Holmquist, who was really the big spark plug in the first half, was taken out of much of that third quarter.
Braden Rose completes his second free throw. He's got 2 points on the night. We've got a minute 21 to go here. It's back to a 20-point lead for Shadron. 59-39, and we got a lot of substitutes in now for Ralston. I've got a guy that I don't even have a number on the roster.
What are you looking for?
Number 10 for Ralston.
Yeah, he's a
junior varsity player getting some time out there. Had the ball briefly, pass underneath, good rebound, a good read by Kenny Kimball. Kimball's shot is good, and Wyatt Bloom will bring it back. Clock now under a minute.
I believe you're looking at Brad Simpson, because in the Ralston Rams photo, it's 42. But they're wearing their black jerseys, and they got the white jerseys in the photo. Either way, I believe Brad Simpson is getting some playing time.
All right, Brad Simpson is going to be the name for him then, and from here on out. The final 30 seconds of the ball game, foul away from the ball.
By the way, we speak of VIPs at some of our other games. We've got a plethora of St. Cecilia VIPs. St. Cecilia getting ready for their game coming up next against Omaha Scutt. Blaine Beals will have the call there. We see over there standing at the far court, Carl Tesber, head football coach, Randy Ahrens, defensive coordinator, and Alan Van Kure, the head volleyball coach for St. Cecilia, all making appearances to support their Blue Hawks.
All ready to catch the Blue Hawks, who are standing by. They'll be battling next against Omaha Scutt. That should be a great matchup. Hastings St. Cecilia having a big win last night.
Yeah, got a big win over the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, who we saw in the game against Gretna. Very physical game against Gretna, and they ended up dropping that to 52-33.
Absolutely. Jeremy Gardner converts one out of two from the free throw line. Simpson now shoots it up. It's no good. Rebound's going to be picked up and put in by Alex Buechler. Buechler is what the announcer said. We'll take his word for it. We can blame him if we're wrong. Clock now is going to be winding down. Shadron's going to come away with a big win here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Whistle blows. Shadron improves to 18-2. Ralston falls to 14-6. We will take a quick break, and when we come back, actually we'll break for a minute. When we come back, we'll have the numbers for you. You're listening to high school basketball from the Heartland Hoops Classic on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get them Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center one more time. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronic with you, wrapping up our Shadron-Ralston ball game. Shadron comes out on top big, a huge win for Shadron over the Rams. They got off to a 20-point lead, and they finished with a, how big was their lead here at the end?
60-43. 17-point win. Is that right?
Yeah, that'd be a
60-40 is 20. 17-point win.
I'll give you that. 17-point win. It got closed right there towards the end. A reminder that in about 25 minutes or so, about 20 minutes, call it, we'll have Omaha Scutt and St. Cecilia. Blaine Bulis will have the call. Our coverage is going to be wrapped up. We just want to put a few numbers together to let you know that we got some good shooters. Tyson, have you got anything for us?
Well, Zach Bargan had a really good game, Rob. Finished with, some crunching these numbers, 21 points for Bargan.
21, yeah.
And then Eliason also really in that fourth quarter, I was able to separate. Rob, this game, one of those deals where, you know, Shadron really actually had to fight. They got up to that 20-point first quarter lead, but they really did fight throughout that entire game to maintain that lead because Ralston had closed it to at one point. They were only down by 7, and that was early in the third quarter. So, you know, we thought we were going to get a really good game. Shadron comes up with the big numbers. Eliason had a big game as well with 12 18 points as well. So Eliason had a good game there for Shadron, for Ralston. The Crawford had a big game as well. Grant, also very good on the board. Their big guys were huge tonight, but they were just unable to stay out of foul trouble. You saw their defensive spark plug. Smith, he ends up with
10.
He ends up with 10 points, but what he contributed defensively was just huge in that game.
11 points for Tony Grant. Karen Crawford had 9 points, and this is going to be one of those games that when Shadron looks back at it, it was a hard-fought win, but the score will not reflect that.
But the score doesn't reflect it because of the way the hot start that they got off in the first quarter really actually did separate that entire game. I thought overall the game was very equally played, maybe until about the latter part of that fourth quarter, but the game was very equally played out in the second and third quarter. Very entertaining ball game to watch, and it was one of those games where you look up at the score and you're like, I thought Ralston played so much better than that.
Yeah.
And they really did. It was just that hot start. When you shoot 77% from the first quarter, you know, you're going to pull out those kind of leads, and Shadron did and was able to hang on from there. So, I mean, like I said, it was close from at that point on.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, fouls started to creep up on Ralston, and Dwight Smith ends up fouling out. Eric Hastings was just one foul from going out. Crawford was 2 fouls from being out of the game. And Grant Kay was 2 fouls from being out of the game. And that'll really hold back your team.
Yeah, when you play aggressive as Ralston does defensively, and you get into foul trouble like that, Your defensive game plan really does take a beating because you're unable to play as aggressively as you'd like to. You're unable to really get in there because you fear that foul. You're also unable to guard Eliason as closely as you'd like to, and Eliason having a big big second half. So Shadron hang on to the lead tonight. It's a 17-point win, 60-43. And to round up the 6:15 contest of the fifth game of the Heartland Hoops Classic here.
Yeah, I'd say I really like this tournament. I mean, they really do a great job of picking some good teams and stuff that, again, we've been harping on it all night long. But, you know, these teams more than likely are going to be seeing some postseason play. And this tournament does a good job of feeding that anxiety, of just feeding, you know, helping these squads get ready and get that look at what they're going to be seeing here once postseason comes around, the districts are wrapped up.
Well, it's just simply a matter of intriguing matchups because you don't get these Class C C1 teams playing the Class A teams or the Class B
right.
teams playing maybe a C2, and so the matchups themselves are just interesting in that regard because you're not going to schedule them normally on the contest. You might schedule some C1, C2 teams, some higher ranked C2 teams, you know, to get the playing time against those. But the intrigue of these matchups really is what drives people to this tournament because they want to see how their team can play at that state tournament caliber level. And so that'll bring these teams out. And this, like you said, really, the popularity of this tournament has picked up. We got a great showing from the St. Cecilia crowd here. Omaha has traveled very well as well as Scott gets ready to play St. Cecilia.
All these games have been very well attended. I mean, these booster clubs and everyone that comes along with them, and plus the fact, you know, a lot of people from the Tri-Cities out here that just want to come out and watch some solid basketball. I mean, it's fun to have it this close to us to see these teams because people who live in this area, they don't always get up to Omaha or Lincoln to see, you know, this caliber of a team. And people in the Tri-Cities love basketball. I mean, they love these matchups, and it's a great opportunity to see these big schools.
And I think a lot of it just is because this Heartland Event Center has really gotten really popular among the Tri-Cities. It's fantastic, fantastic facilities out here.
So
and
classic venue, yeah.
They've been treating us like VIPs, which is great in my book. Here we have the final numbers just been handed to me, hot off the press from Super Statman Gene Shaw, making his appearance on these ESPN radio superstations.
Always glad to see Gino.
And final numbers on the game, Ralston ended up 17-47, shot 36%. Shadron shooting over 50% for the entire game. Absolutely incredible job tonight. 21-36 for 58%. Rebound, Shadron edging Ralston by 20-18 margin. They were the exact same in turnovers, exact same in steals. 16 turnovers for both teams, 6 steals for both teams. The 3-point margin, though, look at these numbers. 5 of 7 from beyond the arc, shooting 71%. And when it mattered, they got it done at the line, too. 11 points came off the free throw line for Shadron for 61%. And, again, a very physical defensive game. Ralston has 3 blocks. Shadron has 2. But the big number that you stand out in this game, Rob, is that 73% shooting percentage
in the
first quarter.
Yeah, if you're shooting 73%, you're winning.
Yeah, and they got out to a big lead and hangs on here against Ralston tonight, and that will wrap up us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to turn things over to Blaine Bulis. He's got Omaha Scut and Hastings St. Cecilia coming up. Again, a big thanks to all of our crew out here. Thanks to Grant back at Mission Control, Gene Shaw, Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik signing off from the Harlan Event Center in Grand Island. Blaine Bulis, again, up next. Omaha Scut, Hastings St. Cecilia. Have yourselves a great evening. You're listening to High School Basketball on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Yeah, he hits.